The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, a successful businessman in the field of natural medicine is faced with a crisis of faith when his 8-year-old son is diagnosed with leukemia.
And I just started to cry. I cried and I cried. I couldn't stop. During the period when son was sick, I followed 5 kids to the grave.
With the help of Edward John, he found love and healing.
For me, love is about giving. If there is no giving, there is no love.
Real Living, next.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty and this is James.
Yeah, you're just so excited about doing the openings and all that. You know, we always try to get Betty to share something because people say, well, I notice that she listens well and that she doesn't always say a lot. Or do you feel like you're under my thumb or pushed down and held back? I need to know.
Oh, no, you encourage me to speak. I say things when I need to say them at home, you know. Privately.
I've really wanted to, and you can make this part of your prayer, I've wanted to bring this feisty, firm, sometimes furious.
Me?
You. I have said, oh, so I want you to listen to Edward John's teaching on how to conquer your fear and live your dreams and your husband's.
Now, that's another show.
You need to understand that Betty really wants to be quiet and listen. And that's just the way she is. And she actually impacts more people with her countenance and her testimony, I'm sure, than I do. And I want to thank you. A lot of you listen, you watch, you put up with me the whole show to see if she'll say something. Maybe she'll say something before we go off the air. And that's why you're hanging there. We've got someone that has no problem sharing. He opens up like a river. That's why he's able to talk about real living, which really is a reference to R-E-A-L, to the renewal and the excellence and the abundance and the legacy, what we leave behind, the impact and the fruitfulness of our life. Well, Edward John has been sharing alongside of us now for more than 10 years. He's been to the mission field many times. And he actually came in here and he was doing a song, Time to Give. And little did he realize, but one of the working CDs would be played almost simultaneous at the time that he was working here to prepare for television, back in Norway with a businessman who had faced some very real challenges because he had a son diagnosed at age 8 with leukemia, and he's a man who helps people with their health and highly respected, and yet he's got a battle. But he heard a message. His name is Anders, and it's a little bit difficult for me to pronounce his name. It's so funny the way we phonetically tried to say it, and they've been teaching me stretchness.
Strutchness.
Anders and Edward John. Would you welcome Anders and Edward John to Life Today? Hey, Anders, I want to thank you for coming all the way from Norway over here. And Edward, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want you to just give us a real brief intro, and I want our viewers to hear what he heard.
Okay.
That really started him on a life-changing journey. He heard a time to give. It changed his life. But just real quickly, maybe tell us a little bit about him, and then we want to let him tell what happened.
All right. Well, first of all, this is an amazing man. He's been behind me for the last five, six, 7 years. But I was asked by your team, and we together thought about coming up with a song for the missions feeding. At the time, I was back in Europe. So I was living my life, as we would say, real living, day by day. And I was starting my new recording project. I walked up into the studio. I told the guys up there, I got to get this album together. And I said, how much? And they said, well, if you want to do it right, $100,000 and more. Me at the time started on scratch with nothing, but I said, let's go, let's roll. So we started. They didn't know my situation, but I knew it and God knew it. But I stepped in, we sang, I did the first recording, which was Time to Give. I came out with it. Another friend of ours that you've seen here before, Geyer, he was here a few years ago, year and a half, took the CD and gave it to Anders. This was now the half-done song of Time to Give. And from there, Anders became an instrumental part of my life.
So he had to have heard a message, and he was facing some real trials himself.
I must tell you there, Edward, you know, first time I met you together with Geyer, I was in great distress. It was a very hard time for me and the family. I had a son that had leukemia for 3 years. He was in remission after 2 years, and they got it back, and the chances for him to live was very poor. It was a very tough time. At the same time, building up a company, I used all my financial resources to do it. So living in between building up a company and a deadly sick son.
It didn't sound to me like a time to be thinking about a time to give. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like something coming out of space.
No, but I learned a lot from this process, and I'll tell you more about it. But when I met you first time, I felt from instantly a man with unconditional love.
And for me,
love is about giving, because there is no, if there is no giving, there is no love. And it's a very important connection. And, you know, I remember I spoke with you and I was, you know, kind of taking an interest to your song. I haven't heard you sing before. I didn't know anything about you. So I, you know, before I left, I got the demo from the CD, and I got into my car and I put it on, and played it loud, Time to Give, and I just started to cry. I cried and I cried. I couldn't stop. It was, you know, something happened, and at the same time, a relieving process, a relieving feeling. At the same time, it was also, you know, I could feel from your song what kind of man you are. And I learned your story, you know, going away from a career in sports, not only football. I know that you also had, was one of the most, you know, talented in ski jumping in Norway. And you had talents in sports that very few had at that time.
You didn't know that, did you, kids? That was a ski jump.
So
the thing is, he's watching somebody that, I hear loud and clear two things. He saw someone with a lot of ability as the world knows it, but you somehow followed love, and he saw love.
Yeah, I saw love, for sure. And although I was, you know, I was brought up in a Christian family with very loving parents, I kind of lost a little bit faith in church. When I was 18, 19, I saw more judgment than love. And somehow I had a great battle with myself when I was 18 and 19, and I chose to go my own route and to look for people who could show that showed love, that would give something to others. And I prayed for that every day for my kids. One thing: God, please give them your love.
Let me just ask you, I want our viewers to hear a little of the song, but I want to ask you, and then I want you to come back and just kind of tell us the journey. But are you seeing some of that love go into your family? Are you seeing it?
Yeah.
Let's play some of this song, and then I want to hear about it. I want to hear about your son, the battle with leukemia. Listen to this. This is what Edward's saying that touched so many lives.
This beautiful world, this place isn't safe anymore. Tell me what has happened to our innocent children. I don't see them on the streets anymore. What has happened?
What has happened to compassion? Who's gonna stand up for the soul of man? Who's gonna build a bridge across these troubled waters? Lift up holy hands and declare.
Boy, it is the time. And the thing that when I, you know, look back years ago at Edward here and singing what he was working on, and he wrote those words because they were being written in his heart and with his life and continue to be. And that really, when, you know, we're talking about real living in this series, the music videos are a great part of what he's teaching. So there's a captivating sense and that great anointing. But what he's sharing just through the word, just like you can hear the word all through that song, be a blessing to you in your life. And all the way from Norway, Anders, it's pretty easy to see how you could see that love. I mean, you know, all of us wish we had the rhythm and the ability or even to write songs like that, you know. I can't do that, but I discern and I know love. And I knew when I saw this guy and got to know him that I could see that love and still do. And so it impacted you, but then you blessed him to help him. Well, you blessed us, because from Norway, you blessed us. You helped make these things possible. Now, your son with the battle of leukemia, you starting a business, you care about help people's health, and yet you got a health issue in your own family.
By the way, Edward has written many other songs and lyrics that reflects exactly the same thing that this song, Time to
Give. Powerful messages.
Yeah, Sorry, and many other songs.
Sure.
I really want people to listen to them because they reflect not only a love to God, but love to men, yeah. To mm-hmm. mankind, to people, to those who are close to us, to those who are in Africa, etc. And that's why I decided to support Edward as much as I could. At the same time, a few days after I heard this song, Edward came along with me. I prayed a lot at that time because of my son, because of the situation we were in. But I were in pretty good faith about the situation, or going from faith to despair, or is more what you could say. One day 2 days after Edberton and a friend, Roger Samudio, is living in Los Angeles, there he came to visit. They came along with me in the night. I think it was 1 o'clock in the night. We went up to the hospital when my son was in his bed. I was very, very much afraid of him going into a bone marrow transplant, which is not a sure thing. It's on the contrary. 4 out of 5 die in his situation. Sure. So Roger and Edward came along with me, and when he was asleep, he wasn't awake at all. We prayed for him, and Edward took the lead in the prayer, and we prayed for him maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, and I felt afterward a peace I never felt before. I was 100% sure that my son at that time was cured, was by God. I felt 100%, I could have gone to the doctor, you don't need to do anything more. But of course they wouldn't have accepted that. So we needed to go forward with the treatments. But from that day off, he hasn't been sick one day in 5 years. And it's really amazing. Not one day he has been sick since.
That's so glorious.
Even though he went through very hard treatments after this, he was isolated for 4 months, etc. His immune system was zero. A light cold could have killed him. Huh. So it's really, really
thank
amazing.
Let me ask you this, Anders. Do you believe if people just give Edward a chance, that's why we try to put the series together. We just want to bless people. And, you're trying to help people with their health. But do you think if people would give Edward a chance to sing God into their heart, you might say, and to share the word, you think it'd be a real blessing to them if they just give him a chance to help them?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. I'm 50 years. I live my life. I've been through a lot of things. But the heart that this man has, I never met anyone like it. And with his music, listen to his music, not only his word, but listen to his music. It tells everything. It's
you know what's shouting inside of me when I'm listening to you say that? It is just so unusual. This is supposed to be the norm. Yeah. This is real living. This is the way God wants us to be. And here I am. I can't sing. He didn't know he could sing. Said he only knew 3 chords and he couldn't sing well. But he sings. It's incredible. But I couldn't talk. I wouldn't get up in front of anybody. I never gave a report in school. I got 0. I wouldn't get up in front of the room. I ate by myself, couldn't talk. But see, God said, hey, Betty couldn't sit here on television. But she did. And she just said, she glows. God will use people. And something you said? And by the way, we want to help you find it, just to God releasing that river. And don't compare yourself to us. Say, I got to do it, Edward or James or Betty. No. You just let God flow the river through you. See, Anders doesn't have to sing. I don't know if he can sing a lick. Yeah, I don't know. I got more hair than him, but that doesn't make any difference. What difference does that make? Y'all might think, if I get right with God, I'll have hair like James. Well, you might have hair like Anders, so you don't know what's going to happen. Here's the deal. It's following God. And you said something that I want to share with our viewer. You're trying to help people with their health, and you said a lot of people, just like with your son in a battle, sometimes you didn't seem like it turns around. But with children that are hungry, you said before we came out, children that are hungry, we can always correct that. We can give them food. That's an instant cure. And would you say thanks to Anders for coming all the way from Norway to share this story with Edward?
Now, I would very much like to add on, if I can.
Yeah.
During the period when son was sick, I followed 5 kids to the grave, especially young girl, a little girl, 2.5 years old. And I was in this, talking to their parents half an hour after this little beautiful blonde girl died, playing in the hallway just 2 days before. But you are helping millions of these small young children in Africa. That's what encouraged me to come here today.
Thank you.
That's really nice.
Would you just listen, for a moment? This works. Little children all over Africa are lining up right now. Betty's been praying for years. And I'm so glad, God, you've answered this prayer through you. And you know, when Andrew said, you, I've come over because of you, you're the you, Ben, James, and Betty.
That's right.
I promise you, we do our part. We not only could wish everybody gave as freely and maybe as abundantly as we do, but everybody's not able to. But you can give as freely. The point I'm making is that we love to give. And if you would just today say, I'm going to do something, because it's like Andrew said, this works. You can save a life.
That's right.
And you see images of little children's faces, and you see the little skin that just rots off the bones. It's skin ulcers and lack of nutrition. And we heard our grandson say this summer to us. He actually texted us that I watched him put a needle in a little girl's neck to try to keep her alive. And as they did, Mimi and Papa, she was holding my finger. And he said, this is not right. We're asking you to help us try to save those children when they're in that desperate condition, because it's love that makes that possible, that last attempt to save them, if they can get them to the clinics. But we're trying to get them out in the bush in the crisis here and give them food. And you're the only ones that can do it. You're the only ones that can give them the food. We're sending Edward's teaching on real living to all of you who just help us feed 3, 5, or 10 children, whatever you can do. Just help us care for these children that you see and put your hands out and pick them up and do what will work. This is not a medical hope or a doctor's hope. This is reality. This is real life-changing, life-giving help. So I ask you to dial the number and use your bank card. And use it like a check. Make the best gift you can. Or if you write a check, call us and tell us what you're mailing and mail it. And please don't put it off. And if you can help us care for 100, do it. We'll gladly send you the Real Living series and the beautiful music that's with it. Those great videos just to inspire you and people you love, maybe your whole church group. But we want to bless you as you bless others. Thanks for making that call. Thanks for your gift.
In remote areas of Africa, people are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are children. Life's mission workers are in place, ready to feed and care for hundreds of thousands of children in Angola, Mozambique, and famine areas of Sudan. Yet to save these children's lives, we urgently need your support. Previous food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift to Mission Feeding, we'll send you this week only Real Living, a powerful new inspirational series on 4 DVDs featuring recording artist and personal spiritual trainer Edward John. Shot in various locations that are sure to inspire your faith, Real Living provides a roadmap for conquering your fears and living your dreams. Through scripture, stories, song, and his own personal experience, Edward shares the powerful secrets and proven life principles that will show you how to discover God's ultimate purpose for your life. This is the last day. Don't forsake your dreams or your heart's desires another day. Begin your new adventure with Real Living. And remember, your gift will help save children's lives. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
We went out to visit some schools where joy kind of overtakes you to begin with, because you're out there and you see these kids get their food and they're singing songs and they're welcoming us, and it makes your heart leap with joy. So every bowl of food that we serve is also a reminder that there's probably 100 times or 1,000 times more kids that don't get that bowl of food. And that breaks my heart. And I pray, Father God, that as hundreds of thousands of people are watching today, maybe millions, Father God, that everyone will say, I'll do one. If we would do that, then millions upon millions of ones would be saved from starvation. That's all it takes, and it doesn't take much. It is amazing what can happen if we just get one. So I'm asking you to go to your phone, pick it up, dial the number that's on your screen, and help us in saving one more life.
Well, you know, I'm rejoicing and just thanking God for the impact Edward John has had on so many people and continues to have. What a blessing for Anders to come all the way from Norway and tell you how God's impacted his life, and then to talk about wanting to come all the way over here, not just say thanks to Edward, but because of you helping those children. God bless you. Thanks for your help. Would you say thanks to Edward John and Anders again? Anders, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your son. God bless your family. Heaven bless you, buddy. Thank you all for watching Life Today. More than anything, thanks for sharing Life Today. Through your witness, through helping us.
I am confident in this, that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I am so amazed at the way you've placed your breath of life in me, Father, and you've taken me from the dust of the earth and given me life so abundantly in you. What a joy it is to tell everyone within the sound of my voice.
Next week on Life Today, the recipient of the first full face transplant performed in the United States shares his amazing story of courage.
Persevere.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.